Audio 2.2 Contract Law. A contract is a legally binding agreement between two parties, otherwise known as an agreement enforceable at law. It is the binding effect underlying contract which leads to the purpose of the law of contract, to provide remedy for breaches of enforceable agreements. An essential feature of a legally enforceable contract is a promise by A to B to do or forbear from doing certain acts, in which the offer of a promise becomes a promise by acceptance. This type of agreement is usually spoken of as consensus ad idem, agreement as to the same thing, because it requires the common consent of the parties in order to have a binding effect. The requirements of a contract. Formation of a contract requires the presence of the following essential elements. Offer and acceptance. There must be a clear offer by one party, offerer, and a clear acceptance of it by the other, offeree. Intention to create legal relations. There must be an intention by both contracting parties to enter into a legally binding contract. Legal capacity. The parties must have competence to enter into a contract. They must understand what they are agreeing to. Persons who lack legal capacity to contract in full are minors, those who are mentally incapable or disordered, and those who are too intoxicated by drink or drugs to understand what they are doing. Consent. Consensus ad idem. Consent must be genuine, it must be given freely, without duress or undue influence. Valuable consideration. This can consist of goods, services or money, or a promise to pay or provide them in the future. Legality of purpose. The purpose of a contract must not be one of which the law disapproves, such as contracts to commit a crime, tort or fraud. Form required by the law. A contract may be simple or parole, in writing or oral, implied, based on the assumed intention of the parties, or even quasi-contract, based on the circumstances, irrespective of the parties' wishes. No vitiating factors. If one of the above requirements is not met, the contract will be void or voidable. The interpretation of the terms of a contract is the responsibility of the judge, who will construe the contract by giving each term its ordinary meaning. However, the parties are confined to the terms contained within the document in which they have chosen to set down their agreement. Consideration. An agreement must be supported by consideration. Consideration describes what is actually given or accepted by the parties in return for a promise. The price for which the promise of the other is bought. This price is what amounts to consideration as the bargain element of contract and as a criterion for the enforcement of promises. Consideration may be the provision of goods and/or the provision of services, and/or the payment of money. Consideration in a contract may be executed, executory, or past. Executory consideration is a promise that will be performed in the future. Executed consideration is a promise that has been performed, one of the parties has executed his or her side of the bargain, and past consideration is where a promise is performed before the formation of the contract, and as such, cannot be used to bind the other party to the contract. It is not sufficient to form a binding contract. Consideration must move from the promisee, but not necessarily to the promiser, as the English common law principles do not enforce gratuities, as the continental law principles do. Thus, both parties must give consideration for a contract to be legally enforceable. If only one party agrees to do something, this is a bare promise, and no contract comes into existence. Consideration need not be adequate, but must be sufficient in law. Sufficient means that consideration must have some economic value, however small or trivial, for which a valuable consideration is required. In other words, there is no requirement that it be of equal value to that which is given in return.